Let's have a look at your horses and Kieran Maher on Saturday, because you've got so many runners everywhere. We'll whip through the major ones. Let's start with Sydney, because that's what we're talking about. And outside of your three in the Sydney Cup, you've got Grand Slam, who is the brother to Jamaica going around in the Fern Hill. You must have some opinion to throw it in the deep end second up.
Yeah, look, he's actually going to go to Adelaide, Michael.
Is he? Okay.
We're testing him. Both races, so we have got a nice opinion of him. He is very similar to her, slightly later maturer than her, but he'll go to Adelaide and run a huge race there.
He's got a way game in Montessira and the Percy Sykes. She away game's just a freak of a filly. Is she the one?
She is, yeah. She's incredible. She's incredibly tough. Her work on Tuesday was as good as ever, and just had the wood over Montessira, and Annabelle's been very happy with both. But away game to one, I think, should be really hard to beat.
What about in the last of Sapphire? It's a tough race. Grey Shadow?
She's obviously flying this mare. She really deserves black tights. She's really enjoyed being up in Sydney and just having a bit more sun on her back, and she'll appreciate just that. The ground will be perfect for her. She likes a little bit of give, but not wet ground. She finds wet ground a bit too hard work. So conditions to suit, she'll need a career best, but hopefully she can get that type of outlet. She's lovely there.
Let's have a look at your runners at Caulfield on Saturday in the first. You've got two chances here. I thought Unanimous was bloody stiff at Mooney Valley last start, and you've got Universal Lady as well.
Yeah, he was. He'd have gone very close with a clear run. And unfortunately, he's drawn the car park again, which won't be easy. You'll probably have to ride him fairly cold and hope that they run along. And the filly's pretty smart. We thought she'd go to Mooney Valley and be hard to beat. She just got a little bit of stage fright, didn't really travel as well as she had shown at home. But she's come on for that. I think she'll give them a shake as well.
Okay, can Lagerfeld improve in race four?
Yeah, race a bit fresh at the Valley. And he's a bit more screwed down now. Ready for see how strongly run 1,000 metres, which I'm sure it will be. And it should be in pretty decent prep.
And then you've got Bams on Fire and Dr. Drill going around in the Elvis Thurgood. Gee, I'm a big fan of Dr. Drill, and Bams on Fire has been ultra consistent. Which way are you leaning?
Yeah, Dr. Drill's going to wait. He's up in Sydney and is going to stay up
there. Is
he?
Okay.
Bams on Fire's obviously been racing incredibly consistently. It's Group 2, Group 3 place. Deserves to be a stakes winner. Hopefully we can make her a stakes winner Saturday. She wears her heart on her sleeve and rolls forward, and that's really suited at a last couple of runs, that style of racing. And if the track's playing like it has been, then you're going to want to be on speed again. So we'll hope that it is rider that way. And ideally she can get that stakes win, and then we can think about taking her over to Adelaide as well.
Who's your best on Saturday?
Best on Saturday is Reserve Street in the Warwick Mobile Cup.
Oh, I like the out wides beautifully.
Don't leave Warwick Nabil out, Michael.
I know. The Warwick Nabil Cup.
That's important. So, he was a massive run at Bendigo. And he's been targeted for the Warwick Nabil Cup for some time. He's becoming a little bit of a cult figure in the stable. He's the Country Cups King. He's got the Tatura and the Bairnsdale Cup to his name. And he's going to try and add the Warwick Nabil Cup to get the travel up.
All right, we like that. Hey, while you're on a roll, give us your best today, anywhere.
Best today, anywhere, is... Oh, I'll lean towards Galactic Express at Kilmore.
Race 8, number 2, Galactic Express.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dave. Good luck. All right. Especially best trying to knock off your brother.
No worries. Thanks, Mike. Hopefully we
Dave Eustace. He's giving us a